Have your Bible.
I hope you do. Turn to the 109th Psalm this evening. The 109th Psalm.
As we look at this tonight, just a little bit, and we want to just look over it together. It's an imprecatory prayer, or a prayer of, it's actually a prayer of cursing. And we see the person here that's praying this prayer, and he's been assailed. And I just want to, if I had a title for the message tonight, it'd be A Moment in Despair. Okay? A Moment in Despair. I know if you think about it, every one of us has had a moment, a time when we were in despair. A time when we were just overwhelmed. A time when we just couldn't figure out. We couldn't pull the ends together. And when we did, we couldn't tie them up. Amen? And this is where David's at as he's writing this prayer. This imprecatory prayer, his prayer of cursing, as he begins to pray and see God's face. He said, "Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise." So he's asking God to move. Amen? David in his despair is asking God for God to move. I want to say tonight, young, is God's able to move. God's able to do exceedingly abundantly anything we could ask or imagine. Amen. To say he's the same God today that he's always been. Amen. Praise God. He has the same power. So he's asking God to move. And he said, "For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me." He says, "They have spoken against me with a lying tongue." Have you ever been lied on? Hello? Amen. We've all been lied on. Somebody's told a lie about us. Told a lie on us. A lot of times they do it to make themselves look better. And he said, "He's a deceitful." He said, "The mouth of the wicked." He said, "They spoke deceitful things, wrong things, openly against me." And he says, "They have spoken against me with a lying tongue." Amen. It ain't just in their actions. He said, "David, they're persecuting me in their actions." But he said, "They're persecuting me with their talk. They're railing on me with their tongue." They're accusing me things with their mouth. Amen. I'll tell you, today in the hour we live in, if you serve the Lord and you try to live right, these people are going to talk about you. Amen. They're going to talk about you. They're going to ridicule you. They're going to put you down. There's going to be people that won't like you because you love the Lord and are trying to do what's right. But what, you say, "Pastor, what can we do?" Just stay on the firing line. Just stay with the Lord and ask Him to continue to help us. Verse number 3 said, "They compass me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause." And David said, "I haven't done a thing to them." He said, but they're fighting against the words that they have are hateful words. You ever have anybody say hateful words against you? Hello? I'm talking about hateful words. I'm talking about mean things. You're doing your best. You're trying to do right. You're trying to live right, act right, walk right, talk right. And praise God. But then they slander you and they put you down. He said, "They fought against me without a cause." He said, "All this come to me and there was no reason for it." He said, "I never done anything to hurt them. All I wanted to do was just lift up the Lord and lift them up and lift them up to the Lord and see the Lord bless them and help them and encourage them like He has me." But he said they didn't want that. And they fought against me. For no reason. Amen? Now, in the reasoning of humanity, they may have a reason. Maybe just because they don't like who you are. Because they don't like who you stand, what you stand for, who you stand for. Amen? But that's the adversary. Verse number 4, he said, For my love, they are my adversaries. Amen? He said, "Hey, listen, the reason or adverse, the reason it's without a cause is because I just tried to show them love. I just tried to show them the love of God. I tried to show them what thus says the Word of God. I tried to show them the love of God. And they're my adversaries. They're against me. And there's no reasoning for it except that I try to love them. The more I try to love them, the more they despise me, the more they become my adversaries. But I give myself unto prayer." Amen. David has a pause for a minute, and he said, "You know what? I guess I'll just pray about it for a minute. I just me and you just have a little talk about it." And so I can see David as he kind of sleeks off and he prays and he talks to God and agonizes God and he begins to speak out again. And he says this. He said, set thou a wicked man over him and they have rewarded me with evil for good and hatred for my love. He said, they've rewarded me evil. I've tried to do good. I've tried to show them love. He said, they've rewarded me with evil. Amen. And for the good things I've done. And said, they've showed me nothing but hatred for the love that I've tried to show to them. It breaks your heart when people show forth hatred and they despise you when you try to love them, when you try to encourage them and you try to help them. Amen. Now I know, listen, as a young person, sometimes you get the thinking that you know best. You know, mom and daddy's just old fogies that don't know much. But let me just give you a piece of advice. As you get older, you realize mom and daddy were smarter than you thought they were. Amen? When you come to yourself, you're like a prodigal down there at the pig pen, and you come to yourself and you realize where you're at and how you got there, if you just listen to mom and daddy. If you just listen to the Lord. Amen? Sometimes there's checks and balances that God puts us in to keep us where He'd have us to be. But He said, set thou a wicked man over him and let Satan stand at his right hand. Hello? He said, he's praying this prayer to God. He said, let me pray about this. Let me just lay it out here for you, Lord. He said, I want you to, that's why they call this imprecatory prayer. It's a prayer of cursing. David said, Lord, I've had enough. I've been faithful. I've been consistent. He said, I've been loving and kind. I've tried to do my best to be what you'd have me to be. But this is just overrunning me. It's overriding me. I'm in despair. I don't know what else to do. So, Lord, I need you. That's why he said, hold not thy peace. He said, Lord, I need you to move for me. I need you to take some obstacles out of the way. Amen. So he said, set thou a wicked man over him and let Satan stand at his right hand. Amen. They won't give him no good advice, will he? But then look what he says, verse number 7. And when he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Amen. So he's going to pray for the wrong things. He's going to pray with the wrong desires. Amen. Because he's not trusting you. He's not calling upon you. He's not believing in you. And said, when he does cry out, when judgment comes, let judgment condemn him. You know, we have to come into condemnation, praise God, and realize that we're an old sinner in need of a Savior. When we come under the condemnation, we realize, praise God, that there's an awful place called hell where people go, and we call upon the Lord, and He saves us by His marvelous grace, puts our feet upon the rocks of salvation, Christ Jesus. Amen. But I like this next verse. Amen. This is what we need to do with the presidency. We're supposed to pray for our leaders of our country. Amen. That's Bible. Pray for the people that have authority over us. Here's the prayer. He said, let his days be few and let another take his office. Amen. That's what we need today. We need to let their days be few and let another take their office. Amen. If they ain't doing it right, if they ain't living right, ain't talking right, ain't working, worshiping, praising God and giving God glory and drawing people closer to the Lord, praise God, where they can get some help and hope and prosperity in this land, praise God, they need to be moved aside. Amen. But he said, let their days be few. That's a pretty harsh prayer, isn't it? Let their days be few and let another take his office. And he's just getting started. Amen. Yeah, preacher, I'd never pray this. It's just a hard prayer to pray. Yeah, it is. It's a hard prayer to pray. But when you're a person in a hard space, amen. When you talk to God, when you need some help, when you've prayed and you've fasted and you've tried to help all you could and you try to love from the very fibers of your being and encouragement, sometimes you just got to say, God, I need you to get their attention. Amen. Lord, I need you to do something. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, let his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. He said, Lord, if he won't get right with you, take him out. Amen. Do pray to God. Whatever you need to do, Lord, to get His attention, to get, hey, it'd be better to take Him out and have His family realize, praise God, what's happened. And it was the mighty hand of God that did it so that they might be saved. Amen. Before it's too late. You let His children be fathers and His wife a widow. Then he goes on in verse number 10. He said, let His children be continually vagabonds. Amen. Like gypsies drifting around with no real place to live, but no real place to stay. Vagabonds, and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Amen. He said, Lord, don't provide for them. Don't give them even the bread they need to sustain them. Amen. Praise God, you start taking away loved ones. You start taking away their staples. You start taking things, the groceries off their table. It don't take long to get their attention. We're living a day and hour, praise God. They're about to try to do that to us now. We went to Long John Silver's and ate lunch. Cost us $50 for me and Teresa and Mia. God help us. Amen. It's a mess. Amen. It's not getting any better. Praise the Lord. He said, let the extortioner cast all that he hath, or catch all that he hath, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Amen. The extortioner. Let that come and take what little Dabby does have. He said, let the extortioner come and take what he does have away from him. He said, he don't deserve it. Can you imagine saying that about your friends and your neighbors? Lord, just take it all away from them. They don't deserve it. Snatch it away. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath. He said, let the stranger spoil his labor. Can you imagine going out and working all day long to try to have a little something, to try to make a little amends, praise God, to get by, and somebody take it away from you? Amen? He said, let the stranger spoil his labor. In other words, take from him what he's trying to accomplish. Why would he pray such a prayer? What are these people doing to him? All that he's trying to accomplish is to accomplish something for the Lord from the love of his heart. And he's trying to tell them, and he's trying to show them, and he's trying to compel them, and he's trying to love them in, and all they have is persecution and trials and hard talk and hard words coming toward the man of God. As he's trying to encourage them in. Amen. And then he says this in verse number 12. He said, let there be none to extend mercy unto him. Amen. Let him not find any place for mercy. Well, I don't know about you. I thank God for mercy, don't you? I thank the Lord for mercy, the mercy that he bestows. Praise God. He said, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. My goodness. He said, I can't believe anybody could pray this kind of prayer. He said, don't even let nobody take pity on his children. Don't show them any favor. Amen. But he does. Verse number 13, he said, let his posterity be cut off. Amen. His posterity, that he's laid up, that hope that everybody had in him, what he was able to do, what he's able to provide for his family and a heritage in his name. And he said, Lord, just cut that off. Praise God. Don't let it stay. Said a generation following, let their name be blotted out. He said, take the generation. This generation of wicked people with an iniquity and their lives full of iniquity and wickedness, he said, just cut them off. Just take them plumb out of the book. Just write them off. Let their name be blotted out. Hard sayings. He said, let the iniquities of his fathers be remembered with the Lord. Amen. In other words, what he said, he said, Lord, I don't want you to have any forgiveness for them. Don't offer them any forgiveness. Praise God, they've been so wicked and so vile. Praise God, they don't deserve it. Don't give them any, praise God, don't give them any mercy. Would you pray this kind of prayer for your worst enemy? I don't think I'd pray for my worst enemy, praise God. I'd pray, God, Please help me get around this. But you know what? Sometimes we get to the point in our despair, praise God, we go as far as we can and we say, Lord, we need some help. And we say, Lord, whatever you need to do. Amen. Whatever you need to do. And God begins to move on the scene. Praise the Lord. He said that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. That they won't even be remembered. That they'll be forgotten. God help us that we never forget our people. Amen. He said, because he remembered not to show mercy. He said, this is why. He said, this is why I'm praying this. God, this is why you need to move. This is why you need to do something to get their attention. See, David isn't praying this in a spiteful, mean manner. He's praying it in a heart of love. He said, God, you need to get these people's attention so they can get saved and live right and know that you are God. Amen. He said, let them, because that he remember not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and the needy man. He said that the reason why they won't remember to show mercy to those poor and those that's needy. Now those people like this, they want to be showed mercy. They want to be showed tender. They want you to remember them when they're needy, when they need something. But they won't show mercy, praise God, to those that are needy, those that are poor. Amen. We're living in a world today. And we got these elitists up on high and they think they're better than all of us. Amen. They're subservience and they're the elitists and we're subservience way down here on the bottom. But one day, praise God, there's going to be a reckoning. There's going to be a judgment and we're all going to stand in the front of the righteous judge, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're all going to give an account of what we did in this flesh. Amen. Every one of us. There's coming a day, there's coming a reckoning when we'll all do that. Now listen to what the psalmist says, what David says here. He said that he might even slay the broken heart. Broken in heart. Not only doesn't he remember to show mercy, not only is he persecuting the poor and the needy, but he's even slaying those that's got a broken heart. The heart's broken. They're living in brokenness. Amen? And this person doesn't care. But then David would say this in verse 17. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. Amen. So he said he loves the cursing. The cursing of others. He loves the putting down. He loves the tearing up. So he said let that be what he gets. Amen. He said, hey, listen, if he's not going to delight in the blessings of God, don't give them to him. Amen. Sometimes I wonder the reason we don't get blessings and blessed like we should is because we just don't give God the glory for the blessings. And we don't praise and give glory to the blesser. Amen. Praise God. But David says, as he left cursing, let it be unto him. And his delight at not in blessing. So let it be far from him. And then he says in verse 18, he says, as he clothed himself with cursing, let it be like his garment. So let it come into his bowels like water and like oil in his bones. Amen. He said, as he likes cursing, he likes to curse others. He likes to condemn others. He likes to put down others. He likes to belittle other people. He said, let it be like a garment on him. Amen. He said, let it be like his bowels be like water and like oil in his bones. He said, let it consume him if that's what he wants to be. My goodness, that's mean-spirited, isn't it? Amen? It's getting down to the very fiber of being where we live. And David said, hey, listen, Lord, you need to deal with this. I'm at my wit's end. I can't do it no more. He said, let it be unto him as a garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Amen. He said, let it be like that garment that he's got on that he wears wherever he goes. And let it be like that girdle, that belt, that sash that he puts around him to hold it all together. Praise God. He said, let that cursing upon him be upon him. And he said, let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord. And of them that speak evil against my soul. Now watch this. You see what David just did? He's praying this prayer. And he said, let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord. And of them that speak evil against my soul. He said, I don't know why you're serving that old God you serve. He can't help you. Amen. But David says, on the contrary. He said, I serve a high and an almighty God. But then look what he says in verse number 21. A prayer, you might say a prayer of deliverance. He said, but do thou for me, O Lord, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. Amen. So David breaks into his prayer of cursing. And he says, Lord, you know what? I know who you are and I know what you're able to do. And Lord, I want you to deliver me. Amen. So I want you to come alongside me. I want you to help me. And not for me, but for your name's sake. In other words, David said, Lord, when you come, you deliver me out of this mess from these wicked people, these wicked men. I'm going to praise you and give you glory for it. You're going to get all the praise. I'm going to tell everybody I see how good you are. I'm going to tell how you heard the answered prayers, praise God, how you moved upon the situation, how you changed men's lives. Amen, praise God. Deliver thou me. Verse 22, he said, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. Now here's why. Here's the reason that David prays this prayer. Amen. Why he prays this prayer? He said, I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. He said, Lord, the reason I'm ratting on like this, the reason I'm saying what I'm saying is my heart is broken. You ever have somebody break your heart? Come on. Somebody break your heart. Something break your heart. I mean, just like rip it in two. That's where David is. He's here with his heart ripped in half. He said, his heart is wounded within me. He said, my heart is broken, Lord. And I need you to deliver me. Just a little bit of deliverance. He says, I am gone like the shadow when it declineth, and I'm tossed up and down as the locust. He said, I'm just tossed to and fro. Amen. He said, I'm just a shadow of who I ought to be. Lord, I need your help. He said, I'm just tossed up and down. He said, I don't know where I fit in. I don't know what to do right now. But then listen to what he says. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. He said, Lord, he said, I've fasted and I've prayed and I've sucked your faith till I'm just a shell of a person that I used to be. And that's all good if it has an effect. He said, it don't bother me to be this way. My weakness, praise God, from fasting, my failing, praise God, from praying. He said, it's okay. God, I just need you to move in the situation. And he says, verse 25, he said, I became also a reproach unto them. Now watch this. And they looked upon me, and when they looked upon me, they shaked their heads. He said, I became a reproach. He said, my agonizing with God, my love that I have for Him, my agonizing with God. He said, they just looked at me and said, my goodness, what a pitiful fella. What a pitiful fella. But it wasn't David that was pitiful. It was those that was looking upon him that didn't realize the love of God that he had in his heart for him. And his heart's ripped open for lack of love in theirs. For lack of receiving what David has to give to them. Amen. Praise God, he said, they just looked at me, reproached me and shake their heads. Said, I just don't understand. The world looks at us today and they shake their heads. I just don't understand. I don't understand why you love an old sinner. So I don't understand why you go to church. Why you stand up and say we need to love one another. I just don't understand it. They bob their heads at us. Yeah, sure. Amen. That's what they did to David. But David says this. He said, verse number 26, he said, help me. O Lord my God, Oh, save me according, now watch this, to thy mercy. Amen. He said, Lord, help me. My God, help me. According to the mercy that you have to offer. David said, hey, listen, the mercy, praise God, I know that you can extend. Would you please extend that mercy? Praise God. Now watch this, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. So this is the key to his prayer here. He says, listen, Lord, it's an imprecatory prayer, a prayer of cursing. But he said, Lord, the reason I want you to do this is so they'll come to a realization of who you are. I've been trying to tell them. Maybe they won't listen. They don't want to hear it. They're not willing to listen to what I have to say. They're not willing to believe on God. Lord, I want you to just touch them. Praise God. Help them to realize that they may know that this is thy hand and thou, Lord, hast done this. Let them know, praise God, that you are the power behind this and not me. Praise God. He says, let them curse, but bless thou when they arise. Let them be ashamed. Let thy servant rejoice. David says, Lord, when they come to their self and they realize by your chastening hand, praise God, that you are God, that you are the Lord of heaven, praise God, that through their cursings comes blessings. He said, let them be ashamed of where they've been, the attitude they've taken, the stance that they've taken. And he said, let me just stand up and rejoice for the goodness and the mercy that you showed. Amen. I know this prayer's hard. I know, Lord, it's a tough pill to swallow, but Lord, we gotta have some relief. I'd say we're almost to that point in America. We gotta have some relief. We need to pray, God, that God, you just begin to move upon our people and begin to move in this nation. And God's people that are called by His name will humble themselves and pray and seek His face. Amen. Praise God, we need some help. And David prays. Verse 29, he says, let mine adversaries be clothed with shame and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. Amen. Can you see this when it's all said and done? The adversaries. Now these ain't, they're David's adversaries, but they're also the adversaries of the Lord. Amen. They're adversaries of the Lord. Any adversaries we have when it comes to our Christian faith, it ain't just our adversaries. It's adversaries of the Lord. It's enemies of God. Hello? Amen? He said, mine adversaries be clothed with shame. Let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. He said, let them come to themselves and say, you know what? I just don't understand. I was this and I was that and everything was running, seemed like in the right direction. And all of a sudden, that ever happened to you? Just all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, confusion, heartache. Praise God. It comes on the scene. He said, let it come with as a mantle, a covering. But then David says this, verse 30. He said, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise Him among the multitude. Amen. Glory to God. He said, when God begins to move, when God begins to do what I know He can do, I'm going to give Him praise. When He hears and answers this prayer, when He gets folks' attention, when folks start getting in, when folks start getting saved, when folks start loving the Lord again, when folks start getting back into the house of God and worshiping Him in spirit and truth, David said, glory, hallelujah, when the multitudes come in, I'm just going to praise God. Amen. David's like, Lord, I've got something in store for you. When you do this, I'm going to praise you. And I'm going to give you glory. Amen. You know, preacher, if he does this, there's going to be lives ruined. No, there's going to be lives saved. There's going to be lives brought up and brought out because God's got their attention. Amen. Don't say that. God has a way of getting our attention. Amen. Amen. He has a way of getting our attention one way or another. Praise God. And they say, I'll greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. The same mouth that's praying, the same mouth that's calling down the curses.
Amen. That same imprecatory prayer that he's praying is with the same mouth he prays God. He said, I'm going to lift my voice and I'm going to praise God. He said, I'm going to praise God in the presence of the multitude. And he says in verse 31, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. Who was David talking about? David was talking about himself. Amen. He was talking about those like him. Those poor souls, praise God, that needed the touch of God. And he said, the God's going to stand. He's going to be right there on the right hand of those poor souls that need some help from the Lord. He's going to be there to hear their prayers. He's going to be there to save them out of their misery. He's going to be there, praise God, to bless them and encourage them. Amen. If there's ever been a day and an hour, we need blessings and encouragements day and hour that we live in. Amen. God's trying His best to get our attention, young. He's trying His best. But praise God, listen, we need to be listening for God. Amen. David was at his wit's end. In a moment of despair, he cried out to God. If you study it, I was looking up yesterday, I think it's 21. I marked down 21 verses, chapters of Scripture where there are imprecatory prayers. Amen. There are prayers of cursing. They're asking God to curse these people. They said, Lord, if they won't get right. I said, you need to do what... Have you ever prayed a prayer for somebody that you knew and say, Lord, whatever it takes, get their attention. Save them, Lord, by Mars grace. That's a hard prayer. That can put them in a tough situation. But we've done it. Amen? We've done it. We've prayed, Lord, please, whatever it takes. If they have to be locked up, if they have to this or that or another, Lord, if they have to be flat on their back in the hospital, Lord, save them, praise God, from themselves. It's the same thing. Amen. God, please do something. Save them. Get their attention so they can be saved, so they can be right in the eyes of a holy God. David prays this prayer. Praise the Lord. And he said, Lord, I know that you're standing there at the right hand. I know you're right there for us, the right hand of the poor and the needy. Is to save him from those that condemn his soul. Amen. Praise God. God says, I know how you... He says, I know how the heart is. And Lord, I'm going to stand beside you, praise God, because your heart's right. Amen. David said, I know, Lord, you're here beside me. My heart's right. But I just need some help. Amen. I just need some help. I need you to move for me, Lord. That's why he... Saying verse number 1, and I'm done. He said, hold not thy peace, O God, of my praise. Hold not your peace. Lord, you've got to do something. You've got to move. Lord, I need your help. Amen. How many of us tonight have got lost loved ones? Amen. How many of us tonight have got loved ones that's made a profession, but they've gone astray? Amen. Run back out into the world, doing the things, praise God, of this world. They just forgot about God. We need to pray. We pray, Lord, please get a hold of their hearts, wherever they're at, whatever it takes. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want everyone to finish well this course that we're on. David wanted everyone to finish well the course that he's on. Amen. He said, I'm headed for heaven. Amen. Glory bound with the hammer down. And I want everybody to go with me. Amen. But these people didn't understand it. They persecuted him. They put him down. They lifted up their voices against him. Amen. It's the same thing with Paul. They done the same thing to him in Romans chapter 3. Praise God. They lift him up. They beat him down with their lips. They ridiculed him. They put him down because he was trying to preach the gospel. The gospel, the good news of Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know about you, I like good news. Amen. You can keep your old sad tales. Amen. Praise God. I like good news, especially when it comes from a far country. Praise the Lord. One that I'm going to one day in a little while. I like that good news from home. Praise the Lord. There's nothing like it. Now, praise God. And so David was praying this prayer. He was asking God for his help. He was asking God to touch these people.
I like that verse 8. Said, let his days be few and let another take his office. Amen. Boy, we could pray that for a lot of our politicians in this world today. Amen. I praise God to see God to touch their hearts, their lives, and save them by His marvelous grace. Could you imagine if they sum up our that are Christians in our government? Could you imagine if everybody that was in our government was Christians that loved the Lord, that loved this book, that loved the Word of God, that wanted to live for God? He said, well, preacher, I just don't understand why they don't. Why don't you? Why don't we? Amen? Because we have to submit ourselves to God. We have to commit ourselves to the Lord and allow Him to become the Lord of our life. That's why David could pray. He could even pray this prayer and he could talk to God and say, Lord, this is where it's at. And Lord, we need some help. Amen? And God began to bless. David prayed that prayer. He said, prayer for deliverance. Just deliver us, Lord. Put us in a place. Amen? Help me, O Lord. O God. Help me. Why, them words there that's said from a determinate heart can make all the difference in the world when we cry up to God, asking Him to help us. Amen. How many times has He helped you? How many times has He come down to where you was and brought you through a situation? As Miss Amelia, whether it's on the mountain or it's down in the valley, He's still God.